if the defense made some adjustments at halftime against UTEP, you know, y'all came out and played a completely different game. What did you think of the adjustments overall?
Oh, we just simple things up. We just we were doing too much in the first half, so we just simple things up, and we just wanted to limit. I mean, they made some big run plays in the first half. We just wanted to limit things, make it hard for them to run the ball.
Played a few elite quarterbacks this year: Mississippi State, Western Kentucky. Those were earlier in the year. I guess what's the confidence level like going up against one of the top passers in the country, not just the conference, but the country, Nick Mullins, and just their offense in general?
I practice against an elite quarterback every day at practice. So I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in college.
But I'm saying, like, in those games, off defensively, y'all weren't probably at your best against Western Kentucky and Mississippi State. So how do you think y'all have come along since then?
I mean, with preparation, we'll be okay. We'll be fine.
Not what they're used to struggling, especially in the second half, where it was really on your shoulders to win that football game. What does it say about that defense and confidence you guys have?
When we couldn't stop nobody, the offense picked us up. So I mean, it's just part of being a team. Offense helps defense. Defense helps the offense. When the offense is down, it's our job to pick things up. That's what a team's all about. Well, every game's the same. I mean, if we lose a game early in the season, we don't have this chance. So every game is important. It's really just another game, really. It's a rivalry game. But at the end of the day, all we want is a W, and that's at each and every game. We want to play our best, each person and as a team, and that's what we want every game we step out on the field. So it's not really nothing new.
Does that have anything to do with the fact that y'all were in this position last year, going into the final game of the season against Rice? In terms of you just saying it's just another game?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, if a new team came in and in this situation, they wouldn't know. I mean, they'll never be in this situation before. But we've been in this situation. We're playing our best against the law as well, because if we lose, there's no conference championship. So it's a win or go home, basically.
Are there any parallels, you think, between last year? You lost last year against Old Dominion, you won, but didn't play well the game leading up to the final game of the regular season. You went out and killed Rice by almost 40. Is there any parallels there in terms of not playing the best and rebounding?
I kind of seen it, like, the parallels between last year and this year. We could have easily lost last week, and that would have been the same as last year. But, I mean, we play our best at home. We don't play as good on the road. I mean, we up for the challenge.
What type of crowd are you hoping for, especially with some of these seniors in the last game? A guy like KD has obviously done a lot for this university program.
Oh, hoping for, I mean, a big crowd. Coach Hope said the crowd we got for Southern. But I mean, I know that their parents are going to be here, and at the end of the day, that's all we really care for. I mean, everybody else, we have our loyal fans, but when your family's there, I know that families will be here, but when your family's there, that trumps everything. Well, not only are they a passing team, they also run the ball very well. Have one of the top rushing offenses in the country. So, I mean, as a team, we got a great coverage is a great pass rush, and a great pass rush is great coverage. That's what we believe on defense, and we work in tandem, the front seven and the back four.
I think that's a bit of an underrated aspect of their team, is their offense, is their run game, because we think Southern Mace, you think of their quarterback and putting up all these yards and passing yards, but like you said, they do have a pretty good running back and running game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're right at, they're close to 200 yards rushing a game, and they're close to 350 passing a game, almost. So, I mean, they're a balanced team, and we got to, as a team, as a defense, you got to make them one dimensional and just make them go to one thing, and then we go from there.
I don't know if you ever thought of this comparison, but it seems like on paper they're a lot like Marshall, and the fact that they have a really good quarterback and they can also beat you with the run game.
Mm-hmm.
And you played Marshall last year. Is that any comparison there, you think?
Well, man, they're two different teams, basically. They're two different teams, but I don't really know. We haven't really got into them. This is his first day of practice. So, I mean, by the end of the week, we'll see what they do, what their tendencies are, and then go from there.
If we win, we will have a press conference next Monday. If we lose, we will not have a press conference next Monday.